When you hear the words engineering and development, begin to think of them as also part of the design process. As user interface designers, you will have to be familiar with all of these things. This slide details some of the things that agile development and design can prevent. We're focusing on three systems. One is a video game, one is an operating system, and one is a federal mandate. Now, all three of these are considered failures. Let's take Vista first. The complaint about Vista was that it had too many features, and the arrangement of the navigation was one of the primary critiques. The slide says haphazard development and a development reset in 2004-2005, which it did. It had to go back to square one. Agile process would eliminate all three of these things, because once the group that gets together decides to scrap something, the more iterative it is, the less we have to tear down. So if we were to have, let's say, a meeting once every week with legitimate goals, we could analyze those goals before we move forward and thus prevent any haphazard development, the development of disorganized or too many features, and also a complete scratching of the design process. So Vista did not use Agile. The FAA Advanced Automation System was a notorious failure. They had spent $3 to $6 billion before the project was scrapped. It encountered overruns, delays, and failures over a 12-year period. But when you hear things like project scrapped or overriding the budget, that's what Agile seeks to prevent. We only do work when we know it's going to lead to something good, and that's why the iterative process, the way that Agile implements it, it would prevent something like this. The FAA was working sort of in separate branches, where you'd have several projects, and they had hoped that when each individual element of a project was done, it would merge together seamlessly. Unfortunately, with staff overruns, that didn't happen. This last one, Duke Nukem, a video game, had issues with project they had two do-overs and three staff turnovers. Now, Duke Nukem, actually, it did come out, Duke Nukem is a known entity, but the Duke Nukem Forever that got scratched cost a heck of a lot more money than it was expected. And with agile development, even if you have a staff overturn, there's a clear model where a new employee can come in and start right off with the design. So those are three cases of things that were probably poorly planned, poorly managed. And agile, in its perfect model, would prevent all of that.